good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
Esther 4:14 tells us, "You have come to the kingdom for such a time as this." Moses began his ministry when he was 80. Esther started hers as a teenage girl. When she heard the words of Mordecai, "Who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" she could easily have said, "Give me time to grow up, get married, have children, and fulfill my dreams before asking me to put my life on the line to save the Jewish people." But she didn't. She said, "I will go to the king, though it is against the law, and if I perish, I perish." Often, what God does in you while you're waiting is more important than the thing you're waiting for. Sometimes you think you're ready, but God knows you're not. So he puts you into the school of faith. That's where you learn to listen to the teacher, the Holy Spirit. Study your lessons, pass the tests, and graduate so that God can use you. It's not a comfortable place to be, but God is more interested in your character than your comfort. Missionary Nancy Cockrell writes, "It was God's plan all along to bring you here to serve him, by using your gifts to minister to others for such a time as this. He has given you the grace to reflect the love and character of Christ, to be a light in a darkened world for such a time as this. You have a unique place of service in God's kingdom, touching lives as only you can do for such a time as this." So here's the question. Is God telling you today, your time has come? That's the question from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.